Hello, listeners, and welcome to the world of Awe Island, now a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. Have you checked out our website recently? Visit aweisland.com to hear the latest episodes, explore our activities page, and learn more about the world of Awe Island. Visit aweisland.com. That's AWAYISLAND.com.
Awe Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus an extra episode every week, and special bonus content. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Good job. Today, picture yourself lying in a warm sunbeam in a green, grassy meadow. As you lie in the meadow, the grass below you feels fluffy and cozy. Sunlight hugs you from head to toe as you relax, covered in a blanket of light. A gentle breeze floats by, and the air smells fresh. Relax as you enjoy the softness of the green grass and the gentleness of the sun's warmth. And let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Beneath your head is a soft pillow of grass, and you relax even more as the sun gently warms your face. Now your whole body feels cozy. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Vociferous Vacuum. Varnica Vacuum yawned. She was feeling a little bored sitting in the quiet utility room where she lived. Her family member, Mr. Love, liked to keep his house neat and tidy, and he vacuumed the whole house at least once every single week, usually on Saturdays. Varnica was often needed more than just Saturdays, though. Mr. Love had a young daughter, Brittany, who was sometimes a little messy. In any case, Varnica was always happy to help keep the Love household neat and tidy. Varnica's friend, Bradley Broom, was needed to help keep the house clean, too. Since Mr. Love enjoyed cooking, the kitchen floor often got dirty. Sometimes, for kitchen messes, Bradley was a better choice for cleaning. But Varnica was still often called if there was a big kitchen crisis. Bradley hung on the wall on a hook right next to Varnica in the utility room. When the two of them weren't working, they spent lots of time together, laughing and chatting. The two were very different, but they got along well and were good friends. Today, even though it was Saturday, Mr. Love hadn't started cleaning yet, and the little vacuum was getting impatient. "Where is Mr. Love?" she asked Bradley, not really expecting him to have an answer. "Isn't he going to clean the house today?" Bradley yawned before he answered. He was as bored as Varnica. "Oh, did I forget to tell you?" Bradley said when he finished his yawn. "I heard Mr. Love talking about it a couple of days ago when I was helping him sweep up the kitchen. Mr. Love and Brittany are doing something with Grammy this morning and won't be back until later this afternoon." Grammy was Mr. Love's mother and Brittany's grandmother. She lived just a few streets away, and she often visited, so Varnica and Bradley knew all about her. "Oh," said Varnica slowly. "No, you didn't tell me that." "Sorry," said Bradley. "I guess I forgot." Varnica didn't answer at first. She had been feeling a little frustrated about something, and Bradley's words made her even more aware of how she had been feeling recently. After a few moments, she spoke. "It's not fair," said Varnica. "You're so quiet. People can actually have conversations together while they're sweeping. Then you can hear the conversations and get to know what's going on in the house. I'm so loud that nobody can hear anything while I'm vacuuming, so they just don't talk at all. I never know what's going on unless somebody else tells me." Bradley stared back at her, surprised, as she continued speaking. "Why am I so loud? I'm so noisy, I even make some little kids and pets scared of me. Even Brittany doesn't like to vacuum with me very much. But I'm not trying to be scary. I'm just trying to help keep things clean. Why can't I be quiet like you, Bradley?" Varnica finished a little sadly. Bradley thought for a moment. "Well, I don't think it's bad that you're noisy," he said after a moment. "You're so modern. Brooms like me are old-fashioned. I mean, people have been using brooms for years and years, for centuries even. And you're much stronger than me. I mean, you're powered by electricity. Electricity, like the lightning from the sky. How cool is that?" "Actually," he added shyly, "I've always wanted to be more like you, loud and powerful." Now it was Varnica's turn to stare at her friend. She'd never thought of herself like that before. For her entire life, she'd always been loud and powered by electricity. So it was the only thing she knew. And she kind of took it for granted. She never thought about what it would be like to be a tool that was powered only by human effort. "Oh," she finally said. "Yeah, I guess it is kind of cool that I'm powered by electricity." "Yes, it's cool," agreed Bradley enthusiastically. "What does that feel like, being powered by electricity?" Varnica thought a moment as she tried to describe what seemed so natural to her. "Well," she said slowly, "I guess it feels kind of like the way I think Brittany feels when she comes back inside to drink water after playing outside on a hot summer day. It feels refreshing and invigorating." "What about sucking up dirt? What's that like?" Bradley asked. Varnica smiled. She loved sucking up dirt. "It's so cool," she said happily. "I feel a big sense of accomplishment when dust and hair and crumbs just get whoosh, sucked up inside of me. And sometimes, if I suck up something bigger by accident, like one of Brittany's bobby pins, I make this really weird, crinkly, crunchy sound. I can tell it surprises people, and they wonder if maybe I'll have to spit it back out again. And well, sometimes I do spit it back out, at first. But then, once I suck it up and it stays there, I feel proud of myself," she explained. Bradley nodded and laughed. "Yes, Brittany has a lot of bobby pins," he agreed. "I'm always sweeping them up, especially in the bathroom." Then Varnica said, "Actually, Bradley, I think it's really cool that brooms have been used by humans for so long and all over the world. You have a lot of history behind you. What's it like being powered just by a human?" Varnica asked her friend curiously. "It's also pretty cool," said Bradley. "I feel really connected to the person who's sweeping with me somehow, like I've become an extension of their body. Sometimes I even pretend to be a human when someone is sweeping with me. Not that I want to be a human for real, of course, but it's fun to pretend sometimes. And sometimes Mr. Love will even take me outside to sweep the sidewalk. That's really interesting, because then I can sweep up leaves. Leaves are fun to sweep up because they're big and it's easy to see how much you've cleaned. It's harder to see just ordinary dust." Varnica nodded her head, fascinated by this perspective. "I guess both of us are good for different things," she said. "I'm good for big spaces because people can clean efficiently with me in big spaces." "And carpets," exclaimed Bradley. "I can't do anything with carpets. Only you can clean a carpet." "I guess so," agreed Varnica. "But brooms are really important for kitchens, because you can sweep up pieces of food that are too big for me. And you can get into strange spaces that I can't. And you can go outside because you don't need electricity." "That's all true," said Bradley. Varnica agreed and then said thoughtfully, "I guess it's kind of normal to want what someone else has, or to want to be what someone else is. But what we are already is good." Bradley was just about to agree when they heard the door bang. Mr. Love and Brittany were home. After a few minutes of putting things away, the little vacuum and the little broom heard Mr. Love say it was time to clean. "Daddy, may I vacuum today?" said Brittany as she and her dad came into the utility room. "Sure, sweetheart," said Mr. Love. "But I thought you didn't like to vacuum too much because it's so noisy." "That's when I was littler," said Brittany. "But I'm bigger now, and I think I like vacuums just fine. I can clean faster." Mr. Love laughed as he grabbed Bradley off his hook. "Okay, honey, that's great," Mr. Love said. "You vacuum, and I'll sweep." Varnica smiled happily as Brittany began pushing her toward the living room. Maybe it was okay that she was so noisy after all. She had to be noisy to do her job properly. That evening, after the house was all clean, dinner was served, and the kitchen was cleaned, Varnica and Bradley settled back into their usual spots in the utility room. They said goodnight fondly to each other as they got ready to sleep. Varnica yawned as she snuggled into her spot in the utility room. She was feeling tired but content. She smiled as she thought about everything she had to be grateful for. She felt grateful that Brittany now wanted to vacuum with her. Varnica took a deep dragon breath, in and out. She felt grateful for her good friend, Bradley, who helped her get a different perspective about herself today. She took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Most of all, Varnica felt grateful for the unique and amazing things that she was able to do to help keep the house clean. Even if that meant she was loud sometimes. Varnica closed her eyes and relaxed. She took one final deep dragon breath, in and out. Her mind quieted, and Varnica fell asleep, dreaming of Brittany vacuuming with her all over the house. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.